This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. About 10% of the Kohl's corporate workforce is getting cut. The Menominee Falls-based retailer announced yesterday plans to cut about 10% at its area headquarters. Company says they're aiming to improve efficiency and achieve long-term profitability. The exact number of layoffs isn't known. The proposal to use county funds for memorial honoring Sade Robinson has been pulled. She's the 19-year-old woman killed and dismembered last April. A county parks committee made the choice to change course after some pushback, with the family saying that they would pay for the memorial proposed for Warnemont Park. Two Wisconsin Supreme Court justices have been asked to step away from ruling on Act 10. Lisa Hale has more.
Republican lawmakers are asking Justice Janet Protasiewicz to step aside in the case that seeks to overturn a 2011 law that ended collective bargaining for most state workers. Protasiewicz campaigned as an opponent of Act 10 when she ran for justice in 2023. She called the law unconstitutional. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn helped draft Act 10 when he was Governor Scott Walker's chief legal counsel, and Democratic lawmakers have asked him to recuse himself from the case.
A program that helps low-income Milwaukee kids go to college just got a big boost. All in Milwaukee is getting a $7.4 million grant from Ascendium, a Madison nonprofit. The money will help All in Milwaukee grow and support twice as many low-income students. The grant is part of a larger effort in the state to help more students finish college and find good jobs. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Bucks lose again in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Trailblazers, 125-117. Giannis Antetokounmpo asked, how has Portland beat them three out of four tries since they traded Damian Lillard away to Milwaukee?
Good team, play fast, have a lot of people that can make shots over the dribble. You know, when you give a team confidence, they beat you.
The Bucks road trip continues when they face the Spurs in San Antonio tomorrow night. College basketball, number 9th ranked Marquette, with a win in Indianapolis, beating Butler 78-69. Cam Jones got into foul trouble, so Stevie Mitchell stepped up, scoring a career-high 22 points. Number 18th ranked Wisconsin and Maryland tonight, head coach Greg Gard on why he thinks the Badgers have improved on offense.
You know, an unselfish group that doesn't care who gets the credit, and it's a really talented team that have a lot of weapons that can shoot it. And there's pretty much everybody we put on the floor is a legit threat from three.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A popular TV detective will say goodbye once again. As a big fan of detective shows, I've really enjoyed Bosch and been through the entire series twice. Titus Welliver plays the uncompromising LA detective based on the lead character in Michael Connelly's crime novels. When the original show ended, it was spun off into Bosch Legacy, and its third and final season will drop on Freevee March 27th, according to Deadline. If you like cop shows, both Bosch and Bosch Legacy are worth a peek. The Jonas Brothers are great at reinventing themselves, and there is a new iteration. The musically talented bros, Nick, Jonas, and Kevin, will play themselves trying to get home from London to New York in time for Christmas with family. Really thinking outside the box there. According to Deadline, Disney is hoping to have the film ready for a 2025 release. You guys think they'll make it home in time? Expect a nail-biter, ladies and gentlemen. A forgotten actor joins the cast of a forgotten TV show. I always wondered why Jason Patric never achieved bigger status as an actor. He always does solid work, and now will be doing it on a TV show that has been demoted from network TV to Peacock, but is part of a huge franchise known as Law & Order. Patric, who is Jackie Gleason's grandson, will join Christopher Maloney in the cast of Law & Order Organized Crime for Season 5 as Detective Tom McKenna. There is no official date as to when Season 5 will drop. One of Pete's picks, A Complete Unknown. I'm not exactly going out out on a limb here, as it's Oscar-nominated. The film follows Bob Dylan's transition from folk and the acoustic guitar to rock and playing a more electric sound. The narrative uses Dylan's music as a through line, starting with his arrival in New York at the age of 19. Three of the film's cast members, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbaro, are all nominated for Oscars. Definitely worth a look. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Folie à Deux was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle magazine, saying, "People just sometimes don't like some things." She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on The Tonight Show starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. We'll keep it breezy with wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low near 27. Warm again on Thursday, plenty of sunshine, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.